Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com. We'll go now to Ann listening in Southern California. Hi, Ann.
I have a question about guardian angels. Okay. My son and I had prayed one morning before school to send our guardian angel to somebody who was having a difficult day, and we wanted to be able to help them. However, we had a lot of mishaps that happened that day, like we were dropping things and forgetting our way to certain places. And we kind of giggled and laughed and said it was because our guardian angel wasn't here. But then that kind of behavior kind of happens another couple days. And we were wondering, mm-hmm. when you send your guardian angel to help somebody, when do they return?
That's a great question. And the answer is they never actually leave you. So think of it this way, Anne. Your guardian angel is present in heaven all the time. As Jesus said, he's always beholding the face of God in heaven. And because angels are pure spirits, they don't take up space, not like we do. You know, we're in space and time, so we take up space. We have what's called extension. We extend into space. We have a top, a bottom, a front, a back, an inside, and outside. Angels don't have any of that. So in their angelic natures, they can be present locally, like in your kitchen, standing next to you, if you want to think of it that way. And also, at the same time, they're in heaven, seeing God face to face. And if God permitted your guardian angel to, quote unquote, you know, I don't want to give anyone the suggestion that we're in any way disrespecting the angels. But, I mean, if you think of it in terms of an errand or asking him to go do a favor for you, he doesn't really leave you. He's still in your presence. But because of the angelic nature, they can do that. They can exist in ways or be present in ways that don't require them to leave a certain place, like they don't leave heaven, and yet they're still with you. And if you're looking for a good book that will help you understand that more, I would suggest the book by Frank Sheed. It's called Theology and Sanity. It's just a very mind-opening book on such matters, and you might find it interesting.
Great. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it.